Hello and welcome to a special edition of Chesapeake Hockey Week. I'm your host, Scotty Waz. How are you guys doing? I know what you're thinking. Scotty, it's not Tuesday morning. You're confusing me and my whole week's going to be thrown off from there. I apologize. But we have something special for you guys to chew on for the weekend here. A little bit of a preview ski here as we get going. And we get a chat with a Maryland Black Bear. That's right. Luke Mountain will join us here in a moment. He is actually in Jamestown, New York. We recorded this yesterday, Thursday evening, after a bus ride there. So thanks to him and thanks to Colin McCarthy of the Maryland Black Bears just for the sheer fact that we are able to get this on the air for y'all. Now, obviously, Luke Mountain, an original Black Bear, one of the OGs. We get into that. We get into how it was playing last year, his time at Shattuck St. Mary, one of the legendary hockey schools previous to that. And then we also talk to him about, you know, this season, what's going on, what to expect, everything that's going on in his life, how he got better, and everything moving forward. It's a great discussion that I think, and I'm not biased at all because I hosted it. So here is, in all of his glory and all of our glory, it's Luke Mountain of the Maryland Black Bears. We're now joined on Chesapeake Hockey Week by Maryland Black Bears forward Luke Mountain. Luke, thanks for taking the time out. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, man. So Luke's now in Jamestown, New York, the beautiful Jamestown, New York, I'm sure. What is your favorite place to play on the road? Like, obviously the Piney Orchard, obviously a number one, but for you, what's your favorite place to go on the road, to either visit or food wise or just to play in?
To play in, probably either Johnstown or here in Jamestown, just cause the rinks, they're both very nice and big, and usually they get a few fans. I mean, they don't pack it, but those are the two best rinks for sure. Other than that, they're all pretty similar. I mean, you know, food's always the same. It's always pasta and
arena dogs. Know, yeah, all that fun right. stuff. Before we get to your time with Maryland, as you are one of the OGs of the Black Bears, let's talk about your time in Shattuck St. Mary's. Obviously, that is a very hallowed ground in terms of hockey. A lot of NHLers have come out of there, namely a little guy named Sidney Crosby, Nathan McKinnon, Jack Johnson, Patrick Eaves. The list goes on and on. What was it to play in a place like Shattuck that had so much history to it?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, the experience was amazing. I mean, living on campus and having the rink right there to train and skate every day, and the workout facility was amazing, coaching staff, everything. I mean, everything right at the tip of your fingers. It's nothing like it.
Is there a lot of pressure being in Shattuck to know that the people and players that came before you and to try to maybe, you know, get in your own head about having to live up to that?
No, I think once you get into it, it's kind of just like part of a family, you know what I mean? Like, you're just a part of one of the guys that is going to be part of the legacy there.
So you go from Shattuck and you get drafted by the Maryland Black Bears, in the entry draft in 2018. What did you know before you came to Maryland? What did you know of the state in general? Not so much the hockey, but just in general, what did you know about the state before you came there?
Honestly, nothing much, really. I mean, I'd only ever been to the East Coast one other time, and it was on a hockey trip with Shattuck. So you only really see the rink and the hotel. So I didn't really know much about anything. I mean, I was just jumping in, seeing what it was.
For an upper Midwest kid to go to the Mid-Atlantic, like, how was it a big transition for you? I mean, obviously, you know, when you get into the hockey, that whole thing blends together, but kind of getting used to everything in the area, a new area like that, was it a tough transition for you to get into?
It wasn't tough, but it's just weird. Like, the roads are different. Even, like, simple things like chips are different here. So, like, it's just weird for the first little bit, but you get used to it really quick. It's not too bad. Yeah. But yeah, there's little weird things that make you miss home and, you know.
You go from Lutefisk to Old Bay, so I understand how that can go.
Right.
In all that situation. So going to the Black Bears, obviously it was an expansion team last year. What was it like, I guess, kind of an inside to what it was like to deal with being part of the first team, being part of a first-year team? Because you're basically laying the groundwork for future players ahead of you. You know, what was that like for you and for everyone else in that room?
It was good. I mean, we struggled, and I mean, I think we had a good core group, but it was just hard with the first year not having much time to get a lot of coaching staff and have much time to get the guys they really wanted. And I mean, it showed in the outcome of the season, but I mean, our fan base is awesome. So that helps every day when you're at home and you can look up in fans and see a full, the stands are full. It's awesome. So it was good. It was not too hard to be on the first year of the team, but I like it here. So it's good.
Well, we're glad you like it here, obviously. I mean, you ended last season pretty hot too. One of the guys who is going to be hopefully part of this season. And here we are right now getting off to a bit of a quick start as we talk with Luke Mountain of the Maryland Black Bears. This season so far, I mean, what have you seen different with this team? Obviously, the time to prepare was different. You guys aren't throwing things together like it seemed last year was, just because it was such a quick process to get a team together. But it seems with that full offseason and knowing what to do, this team, just from the outset, looks a lot better than it was in terms of last year. It seems that everyone's kind of buying into that. Is that a sense you get from just being out there?
Yeah. I mean, we, first of all, have a lot more skill. The defense are a lot better. And, I mean, it's just a lot easier to play with the guys that we have in the locker room. And also, everyone gets along really well, which is a huge thing. I mean, everyone loves each other, and we've only been here for a little bit, which is awesome. So it's a great feeling compared to, I mean, just like struggling teams that you start to have little fights and, you know, little things here and there. But to have a team that likes each other and everyone buys in is awesome.
Yeah, it's good when you don't have any kind of personality conflicts and stuff like that, which, you know, I've been on
exactly.
Teams like that before. Not too great. Not too great. But, hey, everyone showed
right.
up, too. So that's a big thing going. And, I mean, I think this year starting off, I would say almost akin to last year, tough losses at home in the first games. Then you guys go to the showcase. And it seems like when everyone went to the showcase, does that travel and going to a place like Blaine, obviously a lot of Minnesota guys kind of on the team as well. Does that help you guys bond going on the road that quickly and having to, you know, play together in four straight games in a short period of time?
Oh, yeah, it's huge. I mean, the road trip is when you make the bonds and have all the stories and all that stuff. And it was nice for me because I got to see the family, go home and all that. But yeah, I mean, the team, it's so nice to go on road trips and just hang out and be at the hotel together. And
yeah, talk to podcasters like me. Obviously, it's what you need to do in life. I appreciate it.
Exactly.
Luke Mountain joins us on Chesapeake Hockey Week. So far, Luke, 2 goals this year, 4 assists in 10 games. What did you do in the offseason? Like I said, you ended out hot. I think it was 8 points, 4 goals, 4 assists in the last 6 games last year. What was one thing that you wanted to focus on this summer to get better for this upcoming season?
You know, just working on speed, my shots, and then just skill work too, getting stronger. Also just watching a lot of hockey to try to get smarter every day, you know, just getting the little things, tweaking my game.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, it shows in the game. I mean, obviously, it's a long season and a long stretch, but it seems like you're doing very well so far. Now, the transition to the NHL, I mean, you go from Shattuck, which was a AAA prep, and going to the NHL, which is, I guess, a little higher level. Was it a big transition for you? Was it a big jump for you? Or was it something that you just needed a little more time into and then you were able to assert yourself?
Yeah, it's different. I mean, the pace of play is a lot faster, a lot more physical. So it takes a few games to kind of get used to that type of play and get your feet underneath you until you can feel confident, you know, because once you got to be confident to play well. And in a league like this.
Yeah. Obviously, this season, 4-6, I believe, the record for the team right now.
Yep.
Couple ups, couple downs. Looking ahead, small sample size being as it is, as we're only 10 games into it, what is, I guess, the playoffs, one of the big goals, one of the big checkpoints for you guys this year? But I guess overall, is there any kind of other underlying things that the team has talked about improving and getting better and just kind of using last year as a resource of maybe what things went well and what things didn't go well?
Yeah, I mean, playoffs is obviously our biggest goal to get there, and then obviously you want to get to the Robbie Cup, but I mean, I think just getting better every day as a team and doing the little things, and you're not going to win every game, but put our best foot forward every night and play hard and hopefully get as many wins as we can. I think a big reason of why the last weekend we struggled was just from having an off weekend. We're hot for a little bit, came off a sweep, and then had to go home and take a weekend off and get out of the flow of things. So that could have been into it. So hopefully this weekend will be a better one.
There's something about Western Pennsylvania that I don't personally like, and I think Johnstown is adding to it as well. So count me
yep.
into that whole thing. It's a legendary
yep.
arena and everything. Slapshot was filmed there, all that crap. But listen, I'm not a big fan of Western Pennsylvania, and it is what it is. You guys are in Jamestown this week. This one's going to go up on Friday before your guys' weekend. What is it about Jamestown that you guys can do? Because it seemed like when you guys went there last year wasn't the best situation for you guys. What are you guys looking forward to changing, and what can we look forward to this weekend ahead?
Hopefully just playing hard. I mean, last year the team was very hard to play against, so I think if we just work hard in our zone and their zone, we'll come out on top. I mean, just play good defense, that will create offense.
Excellent. Luke, thank you very much for joining us. Taking some time out of your day. Obviously, it was a long travel day for you guys, hucking it up to Western New York. And I appreciate the time, and hopefully we'll get you back on sometime soon before season's end. All the best to you, my friend, and good luck this weekend.
All right, thank you very much. Have a good one.
I'd like to, again, thank Luke Mountain for taking his time out. He had meetings to go to afterwards, so for him to squeeze us in after the day that he had, I really appreciate it. And, again, thanks to Kyle McCarthy for getting things going. We will try to do more of this. My time having a regular job kind of puts a kibosh on some things. The players having free time, because obviously when they're away from the rink, they kind of want to live their lives as teenagers, and I fully understand that. So trying to get this to work out in gel, that's where we go ahead, and we try to get some of this on as much as possible, and we can get free time and move along from there. So very thankful for Luke Mountain, very thankful for the Black Bears organization for helping us out here and helping you guys get a little bit in touch with all this. And when we have more things, stay tuned to the Twitter at Chesapeake HW Pod. There might be something coming up here next week as well, possibly with goalies, possibly with a great campaign that's going on throughout hockey. Who's to say? I don't know. I don't have a shot sheet for anything. I'm just making this up as I go along, folks. So hope you enjoyed this interview. Enjoy the games this weekend. Enjoy everything going on, and hopefully we can bring you more of this as we move forward. But this has been the Chesapeake Hockey Week special edition. I'm Scotty Waz. Take care of yourself and someone else. Follow the Twitter Chesapeake HW Pod. Play that clutching crab hockey, Darehorn, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye.